die when? What kind of thing? But if you will help,
what kind of help you require?
What?
Why don't you do this thing? This is most important work. It is most important.
Because otherwise we don't have any access.
I'll have to see.
Our Guru Maharaj began at the same age you are now. And he wrote 100 books. So you can also do now. This is the right age to begin. It's not too late. It's the perfect age.
Then I will have to come to in ISKCON.
Yes.
And you'll have to give me all
facilities. No problem. We are prepared. Wherever you like.
And you'll have to sit with me.
Oh, yes.
And to discuss. And you'll do all things. I will be...
Actually, you see, the way we should do this is that we should get a proper this translation is not good. We should get someone to give us a translation in English. And then we should sit and do it. And Narayan Maharaj can speak all these things. And then we can write a proper book.
Very, very, very valuable thing.
That's how it should be done. This book is making unnecessarily troublesome. You're having to unravel because English is all wrong.
He has not read all these books. A man can do anything when he has read Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, and all the books of Rupa Goswami. Then he will have some idea of all these things. Perhaps he has not done all these things.
See, when we read Brahma Samhita, Brahma Samhita may be difficult English, but it's perfect. Bhakti Siddhanta's words are perfect. But this is all different. It's not the language.
We understood the last chapter.
His Kami Krodhi, how he can do all these things.
We got a lot out of it.
Okay.
I'm trying to stop it.
I'm not.
Kamal Krishna can do.
I'm not suggesting that you stop. I'm just saying. I'm seeing the difference in reading things.
Swamiji, I have left Kamal Krishna to do all these things. Rest.
And manage everything.
No. Hare Krishna.
I will help you.
We should do these things.
No, we won't. I mean, it's such a reality.
Yeah.
Very good.
There's a very good devotee, Satyanarayan Das, who knows Hindi and he knows Sanskrit.
Yes,
nice boy.
Yes, I know.
Very
intelligent.
In
Vrindavan?
He studies with...
M-Tech.
M-Tech.
He was.
M-Tech.
Engineering line.
Long time ago.
No,
now he studies with Haridas Shastri.
Sandobis.
What name?
Satyanarayan Das.
He stays with
foreign person.
No, Indian.
He's in ISKCON. He stays with us. And he teaches Sanskrit.
I know him.
In the Gurukul. He teaches Sanskrit. But he's a very good devotee.
Maharaj knows him very well.
He's,
when Maharaj reached there in ISKCON and lectured, he translated many times.
He's studying Satsandob. Sandarbha with Haridas Shastri.
He would be very good to translate
Hindi.
The Hindi.
He's meeting you when? This afternoon?
Yeah, I'm saying it was. So we go on, but I can read if you just tell me where you want me to read.
I keep telling you.
Where? You show me.
You stopped.
You just want me, but he's. Alright, I'll keep reading. Rati is another name for the first sprouting of God consciousness. Which is called the sprout of divine love by some.
What is the Sanskrit meaning?
What is the Sanskrit meaning of the sprout of divine love?
Abhiman.
Sprout of divine love. Rati is another name for the first sprouting of God consciousness, which is called the sprout of divine
Rati,
love.
Rati.
So what is that meaning, sprout of divine love? Sprout means the bij becomes fructified.
Sprout of divine love.
Here is not that. Nothing like this. Here he told that the another name of bhav is rati, and this is called premankur. Premankur. Ankur means from seed.
Yes.
Sprout.
सर्वप्रकाशिका स्वरूप शक्ति की संबित नामक वृत्ति को शुद्ध स्वत कहा जा सकता है.
So it's the sprout of
prem.
Prem. Okay. Sprout of prem. The beginning of prem. Rati is the beginning of prem.
Yes.
That's the meaning. The mental propensity. You want me to go on?
Yeah, yeah.
The mental propensity called consciousness, which is an aspect of all enlightening power of the real self, may be said to be unalloyed self-consciousness.
Here he is telling. Yeah. You know, Sarup Shakti. Samvid is also Sarup Shakti. A part of Sarup Shakti.
Samvid is also Chit.
So, in Sarup Shakti, Samvid Vritti is called Suddha Sattva. It lives in the heart of Ragatmika Jan. And from there, it pours out in the heart of the devotee. Then it is called the Suddha Sattva. When it mixes with Hladini Vritti,
yes.
Sambit and Hladini Vritti. Sambit means bhavana, bhav. And Hladini means anand. Both when compiled and being in the heart of Ragatmika Jan, it is called Suddha Sattva.
So that was our...
The propensity of consciousness produces the real knowledge of an object, and the propensity of pure joy makes one taste that object. Real knowledge comes from the all-enlightening mental propensity, which is an aspect of the real power of that supreme object, Krishna. This real knowledge does not come from any propensity of human consciousness. Through divine mercy, or through the mercy of a devotee, when divine consciousness dawns in human heart, then
dawns
means awakens. It awakens.
Awakens.
In the human heart. Then and then alone, the propensity of divine consciousness
heart?
In the human heart.
Human.
Human being. In the human
being. Human. Why he used the human being?
He says so.
Huh?
He says like that.
It is quite wrong. Huh? In Suddha Jiva Hirda.
In a pure,
pure
soul.
Devotee's
heart.
Heart.
It's wrong what he has.
Wrong.
In the heart. Then and then alone, the propensity of divine consciousness begins to work in human heart. When this condition is fulfilled, the real knowledge of the world of pure consciousness is revealed.
So when one is pure, our understanding of this is when one is pure and then he gets the Ladini Shakti of the Lord, he gets some seed of that by the mercy of Krishna or mercy of Krishna's devotee, then his love of God begins to come in his own heart. Sprout is the word. It comes within his own heart and then he understands everything. This is
by the Sambit and Hladini. And this will come by the grace of God or devotees. Krishna are his devotees.
This is explained in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in Adi Lila. It explains the same point about Madhini and Sambhini.
So this
Madhya Dukha Dambini, it is has been described very, very vividly.
Yeah. So this is when one achieves the mercy of a pure devotee. This happens. And then that pure devotee prays to Krishna, please you be merciful on him.
No like need, that? No need to pray Krishna. If he is my friend, I take his anything and I can. Anything of Krishna is mine.
So he can just take, pure devotee can just take.
You know that by doing this, Krishna will be very satisfied.
With the devotee. So, but
anyhow, the kripa of Krishna comes through devotees, not directly from Krishna.
Yeah. So the first stage of that is rati or bhava. After that, seed begins to grow. It is bhava, and then it explains a little further down over here.
Ruchi. The word ruchi or liking comprises desire for attainment, desire for favor, and desire for friendship. Ruchi, speaking of ruchi.
So it sounds like that first bhava comes and then ruchi. This it seems to say.
But here it appears like that.
Ruchi will be always. In beginning also. And after bhava also, after prem also. In every state ruchi will be.
But just growing.
Growing. Become deeply and deeply.
And then later it describes that when bhava comes, then the first stages of of symptoms speak of ecstasy, bhava's sattvikas. The symptoms like of love of God.
In bhava, rati
brings
shantir, abhyarthakalottam, viraktir, manushunyata, asabandha, samutkantha, namgane, sadaruchi, asakti tad, gunakhyane, prittad, basati sthale, ityadyo,
bhava. The abhichari bhavs.
No.
These are the symptoms of
bhava. These are symptoms of bhava and rati.
But he was talking about the
Shanti. You have read this slok. Shanti means
this slok is from Bhakti Rasamrita.
His thing is the symptoms like hair standing on end.
Oh, these are astusattik bhavas. Not that.
This is what it describes here.
What's your question?
What's your question about that?
Well, is this, we're just trying to make sure I understand what's going on.
No, this is not. এটা যে এখন চলছে সেটা তো আচ্ছা আই এম সিং এটাই উল্টানা হিরে পাশে উল্টানা ছিল কি হচ্ছে কোথাও দেখছি
ভাব কিদিনে প্রকার
here's a question you have
to what?
There's some specific things here. Here, listen to this. It says at the end. At the end about ruchi, at the very end where he's talking about ruchi, he says ruchi, or liking, is in fact self-realism, self-realism, or self-relishing. Yet to creatures in bondage, it seems tasting of Krishna and his amorous pastimes. We could not understand this. Then Brajanath speaks. You see, it is just here. It is just before Brajanath speaking. We want to know this part. Then Brajanath says, is there any variety of God consciousness? But just before this, we want to know.
Here, ruchi means not that ruchi. First, ki, adu, sabdha. After that, sadhu sangha, anarthana vritti, nishtha and ruchi.
Not
that. It is after bhav. Here, ruchi means how can I have darshan of Radha and Krishna? And how can I serve Krishna and Radha and Gopis? And how I can attain the affection of Krishna and Radha? That is called ruchi here. And by this, if heart become taral,
melted.
Then it is called bhav. This is the lakshan. আমাদের ভারিওয়ালা যে এর কাছে দিয়ে রাখা চাকু ওই রকম সাধারণ understand something?
Yes.
Ruchi?
Yeah.
At first ruchi will come. When sthai bhav will come. And first thing in glance will come ruchi. Ruchi means how can I have darshan of all? How I will have seva of Krishna? And his by thinking all these things, his heart becomes melted. Then we should know that bhava has come. If heart becomes to melt. There is a slok.
Bhavar katha kothare is slokta. Suddha sapta vishesh adhama prema suryang samabhag ruchiri chitta masrinam kida subhava uchchate.
That is called slok. In he is describing, giving meaning of that slok of Bhaktira Samishin. What is called bhava? Suddha sapta
विशेष
आत्मा
प्रेम
सूर्यांश साम्य भाग
रुचि
शुद्ध सत्व व्हाट इज शुद्ध सत्व इज गिवन शुद्ध सत्व एंड भाव इज प्रेम रूपी सूर्य एंड द फर्स्ट ग्लांस ऑफ सूर्य इट इज कॉल्ड भाव इफ वी see prem ajasam, then bhav is abhasav. And sub-sat-vishishatma prema-sub-jan-samba ruchi-bhi-chin. And that I told that three kinds of ruchi. And when heart becomes melted, but not so much. If it is so much, then it is called prem. And very little, then it is called bhav.
And that is based on the specific knowledge of rasa, based on who you are, and it can only take place.
Who are you, man? Here, you are das